Boker Tov. Today's daf is Pesachim Daf Tzadi. We left off Pei Tes Amud Beis, about 6 lines off the bottom of the page, the second wide line where the lines get wide at the bottom. So just on that last Gemara, we were discussing different hanhagas when someone's eating in a group and one of the members of the group is eating a lot. Our conversation started with regard to Karban Pesach. Can the rest of the group tell him to leave, tell him to take his portion and go because he's eating this portion amount or not? So the Gemara really got into the conversation in general when people are eating what a person is allowed to do. So the Gemara quoted a story, two stories. Rav Huna, Brei Yeshua, one he ate with Rav Papa, and Rav Papa was eating from the communal plate 4 times as fast as Rav Huna Brei Yeshua. Then he made a comment, let's just split the communal plate and we'll each eat our own. And then in the next story, subsequent story, Rav Huna Brei Yeshua was eating together with, he was eating together with Ravina. And Ravina was eating 8 times as fast. So he said, I'd rather have maya papis, 100 papi, and not one Ravina. So he pointed out yesterday that the math doesn't work. Ravina was eating twice as fast as her papa. So what's the ratio of 100 to 1? What's the ratio? So we spoke out right then this year. So he said, it's a guzma. It's just an expression. It was an exaggeration. As everything in the Gemara, that would be the pashtas. But in the Masifta brings actually two other mahalchim. First, the Masifta brings actually an unbelievable mathematics. We're not going to go into it because we're short on time today to a lengthier daf. So the But he brings a chesh for the Markevus HaMishnah, who explains how if Rav Huna would join with 100 people that ate at the same pace as Rav Papa, the amount each one would have to contribute his loss would be the same with 100 Rav Papas. The ratio of how much he loses compared to other people eating in the contribution would be the same ratio as if he would have one time eating Ravina, the ratio of how much he loses by having equal contributions and Ravina eating 8 times as quick is the same ratio of money he would lose if he joined with 100 of Papas and they don't contribute equally. It's the same ratio. It's actually more, he's losing a dry more Ravina than with her Papa. Interesting cheshbon from a Kavis HaMisha in a mathematical sense. So it works out perfectly, 100 to 1. But the Sefer Matzachain, the Masifta brings, has a beautiful connection. There's Gemara in Saita and Daf Mem Beis and Beis. The Gemara is discussing a certain woman was Mizana a lot, and therefore there was said about her son that he's the son of 100 fathers because she had relations with potentially 100 people the night that he was conceived, and therefore who knows which one of 100 people is his father? That's the lushan of Mea Papi. So Sefer Matzachain explains that it's just Gemara is using a general expression from Shas. It doesn't say Papa; it says Papi. It's an expression that we've had elsewhere in Shas. Gemara just used the expression to connote that 100 of 100 poppies, to obviously relates to, and it sounds like the name Papa, but 100 poppies versus one Ravina, it's really just borrowing a lushan from elsewhere, and therefore one should not read more into the actual math. Okay, Tanarban. On this topic of joining people into, on the topic of having people join the Chaburis again, which has been our focus for a bunch of blot, the Gemara now is discussing what happens to the money. This is going to be the focus of the whole first half of the daf. What happens to the money if, let's say, I designate my carbon as a carbon Pesach, so my carbon now is hektish, and someone wants to join my group, so it gives me money. What happens to that money? That money remains kaddish, that money becomes chulin. How does the money become a chulin? Just as a general way of background, typically, if you have something that's hektish and you have money, if a person, let's say, has something that's kaddish, and you have money that's chulin, you could transfer the kedusha onto the money, and the item becomes chulin, and vice versa. You always need a chulin and a hektish to transfer hektish from hektish to chulin. Over here, Reuven set aside money for his Pesach, so it's already kaddish. Shimon set aside a carbon Pesach. When Reuven gives his money to Shimon, how's kedusha going to leave the money? It's going to remain in the animal, obviously, but how's kedusha going to leave the money? The money is kedusha. Where's kedusha going to from the money? Where's it going to? The animal is already kaddish. That's going to be a big topic, the main topic of our conversation for the first half of the daf. And the second half of the daf is going to focus on someone who's tameh on erev Pesach, but he will be tar by nightfall. Is he okay with being concluded Karban Pesach or not? Typically, we're going to say he's okay. Maybe there's some exceptions to Mesmeis, to Mesheretz, but that's going to be the focus of the second half of the daf of the whole Amud Beis. Okay, so says Gemara, Tanarbanim, Hamanachir imay al pischay v'shal achik chagigasei. If one counts others with him on his Pesach or on his chagiga, ma'ishe biyadeh chulin, the money that he gets in exchange, the money they give him becomes chulin, which again, we're going to have to explain what are the mechanics, how does that work? Ha'meicher oylaseh shlamav, but first we're going to say the second part of the Braisa, and we'll actually focus on the second part first for a bit. Ha'meicher oylaseh shlamav, let's say a person has an oylah, he has a shlamim, it's already kaddish, it really kind of doesn't belong to him. Ayla certainly is kachem kachem. Ishlamim will see more. There's Manamar of Yesi, of course, famously holds kachem kalim is mamvailim. But the point is, one who's selling his ayla ishlamim is pashtus, is the price that less like it's not a good sale because it's already kaddish. He has no bailus over to sell it, especially if you go knock a basic lili, even by kachem kalim. Umayis kolshein yipunadava. So he has no bailus to sell it, so his actions are nothing. Le asa vile klum. His actions are nothing. Umayis kolshein yipunadava. And whatever money there is in the exchange, no matter how little it is, will go in a dava, which right away seems to be a stira. If you're telling me the action of selling a shlamim and a ila is nothing, so the action didn't take effect, so whoever used money to buy the ila shlamim, the sale didn't take effect, and therefore that money should remain chulin. So what are you telling me? The action is nothing, and the money should go in a dava. Says Gemara, if what he did had no chalais, why is the money going in a dava? Amarava, you're right, kanas, that's a kanas. It's like a kanas. Really, nothing was chal, but in order to try to stop people from having even ideas to try to sell a kachem animals, so we impose on him that the money is kaddish and the animal, of course, remains the sale doesn't take effect. The animal remains the shlam or the ayla that it was. Well, my kolshein, what's the lashon of kolshein? The money, no matter how little it is kaddish. The chiddush is afakav le havishavi ala arba. Even if, let's say, the ayla was worth four and the person paid for it five, so a full zuz was overpayment anyway. V'yavli chamisha afilu bayiseira nami kitzirabar. They're running across the entire amount, whatever the amount of money was that the person tried to get for selling his kachem. He owes that amount now to Hegdish. That amount, he has still to pay the guy back because the sale doesn't take effect, but he also owes that amount to Hegdish. Even if there was overpayment and it's only worth four and the payment was for five, all five goes to Hegdish. That's the deek of Kolshein goes to Hegdish. Okay, so the second thing the Bryce, we understand, is very clear. It's a kanas. You can't, Mishnah, the Bryce is telling us you cannot sell Eilan Shlamim. And if you do, sale's not valid, but the money will be kaddish as well. Two quick points on this Bryce. So first of all, what's Lashon? Sometimes you find the Shas, Le Asa Klum. Sometimes you find Le Asa Vile Klum. Is there a difference between Le Asa Klum and between Leasa Vileklum? That is the question. So the Maram Panu explains, yes, there absolutely is a difference. Leasa Vileklum connotes, well, let me go the other way. Leasa Klum connotes that your actions didn't achieve anything. You would try to create a chalais, you try to create some sort of status, and that status, that kinyan, that chalais, didn't take effect. Leasa Klum, you try to do a mitzvah percent, perhaps. Leasa Klum, it didn't work. Leasa Vileklum is more than that. It's not just it didn't work, there was a detriment. Leasa Vileklum, the extra vilay, is coming to connote that there was a negative that took place. Like over here, what's going to be negative over here? Over here, the negative is that he could be potentially rendering his kachim asabachil, or his maman asabachil. He's creating iser. Not only did he not achieve what he wanted to achieve, he's creating iser. That is the Maram Panah said a general din, and the Chacham said it applies by us because he's creating iser ba'achil. He's creating iser ba'achil. Now, the Rambam actually rules like Rebbeisa. I'm sorry, let me take a pause. According to Rebbeisa Glili, the chayre, the lashon gemara over here would be le'asa klum, not le'asa v'le'aklum. Le'asa v'le'aklum would mean nothing worked and there was no benefit at all. According to Rebbeisa Glili, by kachem kalam, like you pointed out, a sale would take effect. It could be, it wouldn't be able to be yetzes carbon. It could be, it wouldn't be able to transfer who the baal carbon is. The money would also still be kaddish, but you wouldn't be able to say le'asa v'le'aklum because there would be a slight positive, so to speak, a slight, some of it would be chal, and therefore the less of a klum wouldn't apply. Rambam taka paskins, like Rabbeisi Haglili, and Rambam taka paskins, that Kachakalam is able to sell, is Mamma Bailam, and Rambam's Lashon Gemara, when he quotes a Gemara, is less of a klum. So if it fits beautifully, one would say, but the Klechem points out that the Maisa is clear, right, that Rambam himself does not subscribe to this klal of Ramapanu, that the Le'as of Vilei Klum has a stronger connotation of being a negative, not just lacking in a positive, being a negative. Rambam doesn't seem to hold that klal. Rambam in general typically quotes Le'as of Klum, not Le'as of Vilei Klum. In general, it doesn't seem to hold of that klal. So even though it fits very nicely with Shasri, basically, not so simple that it's L'Shasri. But in general, this klal of Ramapanu, that Le'as of Vilei Klum versus Le'as of Klum, is an interesting diak, that the Vilei comes to connote that there's a negative, it's not just that you missed the positive. The Achorinim also ask on the four for five, if someone came to purchase the Eilin Shlamim for five and it was only worth four, we're saying it's all Kaddish as part of the Knas. But there should be a separate issue. We have a concept of Aina, that when you pay more than a sixth of the value of something, you pay extra more than a sixth, the sale is batal. Over here, it's five for four. The Chayr of five for four is clearly more than a sixth, obviously. And therefore, it's ready to 20%. 25% extra, depends which way you're counting, 25% extra. So, of course, the sale, the whole thing should be batel anyway. So, the Gemara's case is going against the Dinei Einaz. The Achrayim answer that there is a Gemara Bava Metzia that says that when a person is doing a sale and he tells the buyer, go to the market and evaluate, let's say it's like a particular animal, evaluate how much this animal's worth. And he gives the person the chance to go to the market and do an evaluation. And the person has that time and then he agrees to the price, then there's no Dinei Einaz. I know as if the guy didn't have that opportunity to go farm out and do a market research and see what the price is. He just overpaid, unknowing, trusting the seller. That's what you have, I know. But if the person had the time to go do his estimations, then there wouldn't be enough. You can say that our Gemara is referring to such a case, and therefore there wouldn't be enough. Okay. So I'm willing to be Tamer Rabbeisha. Efsher, sorry? Not hektish. Yeah. Interesting. Amar Ula, Vitem Rabbeisha. Do the Babylonians know to understand how to explain this idea? How's hektish chal on hektish? Really, what we started off with in the beginning of the Brayso, what we said is going to be our main focus for the next whole this whole Amud, that you have one person who set aside a carbon pesach, which is hektish. Another person set aside money to buy a carbon pesach, so that money now is hektish. It's kushes dam for pesach. The guy who set aside the money gives it to the one who set aside the pesach, and now he has a chilek in the pesach, and the money becomes chulin. How does two hektish create a situation that the chulin is going to be, that the money is going to become chulin? Where's the math? It doesn't make sense. So before we see now this amid, it's I'm not going to say it's complicated. It's not overly complicated, but we need a little akdama will make the amid go much faster. The irony is the Gemara is going to be quite repetitive. So with our akdama, we're going to feel like we're repeating the same thing three or four times, which is good. Chazar is always good, but it's important to get the akdama so we can get the roadmap of this amid. So a few things. We have this din that we're saying, and we already said the Braisa, that when you have a carbon pesach that's already kaddish, and someone comes and redeems the carbon pesach or buys into a portion of it, the money comes chulin. We have this steer, we're trying to figure out what's happening. So there's actually essentially going to be from Abaye and Rabbi Yishai. I'm just really speaking out what the Gemara's explanation is going to be. There's two possible explanations. And it really, it's almost fairly obvious if you think about it, that's where the two explanations have to come from. Either the one is Makdish the Pesach, left over that it wasn't a full Kedusha, full-fledged Kedusha. So he left over room that when people want to give him money, then the final Kedusha is being chal on each one of their portions in the Pesach as they give the money. And therefore, again, if something's becoming Kaddish, then something else could become Chulin, right? The whole problem of redeeming and not having the money, let's say, become Chulin, is because you're redeeming money that's already Hekdish. For Pesach, it's already Hekdish. Where is the Kedusha from the money going to? But if the Pesach wasn't fully Kaddish, then it's understandable that when the person pays money, his money that was Kaddish is going to, the Kedusha is going to go into that Pesach and make at least a part of that Pesach fully Kaddish for the one who's paying the money. That's Rav Eishia's approach, is that Kedusha of the carbon, particularly of carbon Pesach, is limited. When one is Mekaddish a Pesach, he does it, it's automatically built in that even though he's Mekaddish, he's already designated, it's already a carbon Pesach, it's not fully Kaddish, and there's room for people to now buy in and become partners in the Pesach. It's understood, people are going to buy in, and therefore he limited the Kedusha, so to speak. Abaye says, no, once someone designates carbon Pesach, it's a carbon Pesach. Avad, the person makes carbon Pesach, it's a regular carbon Pesach, and it's fully Kaddish. Abaye's approach is going to be the opposite, that the money, when a person designates money for a carbon pesach, he knows that even though he's designating money, typically designating money for a carbon, the money gets kedushas damim. The kedushas damim that comes out of carbon pesach money is not the same, because he knows that he's going to be buying into a carbon that's already been designated. And whether he thinks about all this consciously or not, when people mekadesh the money for carbon pesach, that money doesn't really have such dark kedusha, and therefore when he buys in, the money remains chulin. The money remains chulin, because really it's like almost like a tanai. The money, it's going to be chulin for the bailam who he gives the money to join into the pesach. So again, the two angles are going to be, Rav Eishia says that how is their money ending up as chulin? Because there was some space left in the carbon, the animal wasn't fully kaddish, and the money takes over that infuses that kedusha, and therefore the money becomes chulin. Whereas Abaye is going to learn opposite, the money itself never had the full-fledged kedusha. The money itself, there's something beside the money is missing the kedusha, or yes, that's going to be Abaye's malach. And the origination of this machlekes by Rav Eishia is really based on a machlekes they had by Estan Zayin. And again, I'm speaking out a lot of the Gemara, but it's going to help the Gemara read, hopefully, much more smooth. The machlekes based on Zayin is that we know that Allah is a person gives a Zayin, a gift, an animal, as a gift for his services. That animal is pasul on the Mizbeach. It's called an Estan, the Estan of a Zayin. The gift that is given to Zayin is pasul on the Mizbeach. Now, the Gemara discusses that if one gives an Isha a carbon for a Estan Zayin, right? It's already, it's hektish already. So Mara discusses that l'chayr, that's not going to become pasul mizbeach. That's not pasul mizbeach. The question is, of course, it's not pasul mizbeach. The Mara means a pasuk actually to show that it's not pasul mizbeach. Only a regular animal that's given, but a kachim will not become pasul mizbeach. The question is, I mean, you could have heard it's far opposite. It's kachim, it's even more of a disgrace. The real answer is, and it's really the answer is really more of a question. So of course, it's not going to become pasul mizbeach because it doesn't belong to you. When the person is giving his hektish to the isha, he wasn't giving her anything. He didn't give her anything because it's hektish. She didn't really accept anything. So why do you even need a pasuk to tell me that esnat zayna, when one gives a gift to zayna of kachim, is not asma zbeach? That's the question. Why do you even need a pasuk? And the answer is going to be along the same lines as our machlekas of Ayam Reisha. That's where the machlekas of Ayam Pesach starts from. Reisha says it's talking over there about a karban pesach. We spoke out that karban pesach isn't fully kaddish. The person leaves over room in the kedusha, and therefore there would have been a tzad that says it's not fully kaddish. When you give it to the zayna, that's going to be chal, and therefore you're giving her something, and therefore it would be asma zbeach. The kachim doesn't become asma zbeach as a sanzay. That's according to Beisha Ashia. Abaya argues that because he holds that the karban pesach is fully kaddish, and therefore he learns the chiddush over there is that you may have thought it's going like a basic lili. And basically holds mamam kachim kalim is mamam bailim. If it's mamam bailim, maybe you do have a power. You do have a power to give over a gift. Not maybe you do. You do have a power to sell the kachim kalim. You do have a power to give over as a gift, and therefore maybe shevet din asan zayna kamashmalan. Even like a basic lili, there will not be a din. Even if you hold kachim kalim as mamam bailim, there will not be a din of Esnan Zaina by Hektish. But again, we see the approach that Abai is saying that Karban Pesach is fully Kaddish, and that's not an Eitzah. And Abishu is saying that Karban Pesach is not fully Kaddish until you have the whole group together, until it comes to Shechita, that's not fully Kaddish, and that's the same Achleikas as we're explaining by us over here. Let's see it inside. Amar Abai. Abai says, now with that Akdam in mind, the Gemara reads much nicer. Amar Abai. If Rabbi Isha didn't establish that case in Tmura, the case by the Zayna, the Mamana Zayna Pischei, Rabbi Isha established the case over there. He's talking about where a person gave the Zayna, he included her on his Pesach. I'm sorry, I said he gave her Karban Pesach. Really, it's more simple. He allowed her to join into his group for the Karban Pesach. That's what Rabbi Isha said. So Rabbi Isha says, if not for the fact that Rabbi Isha said that, the Rebbe, and he's going according to the opinion of Rebbe, Havakminilahi, I would have said that mission is talking about Kachim Kalim. It's talking about Kachim Kalim. Basically, the chiddush over there is that even though it's Kachim Kalim and according to basically the Amar Kachim Kalim Mambailam, even though it's Kachim Kalim and Kachim Kalim Mambailam, still, when he gives a gift to a Zaina of Kachim, that won't be Aser. That's how I would have explained that mission to Mura, if not for Rabbi Ishaya. Because I would say that when it comes to Karban Pesach, people don't leave over some. Rabbi Ishaya's whole answer by the case of Esnan, his whole explanation over there was why they'd be a Havamin even. Why I would think that the Esnan gift should take effect by Kachim and should be Aslam Mizbeach is because by a Pesach, a person leaves over room. It's not the Kedusha didn't fully take over the full animal. He leaves over room, really, because other people are going to join the group. He leaves, it's not a full Kedusha. And therefore, when he lets her join the group, that itself is giving her an animal, and therefore, Shevet Din of Esnan. That's what Rabbi Ishaya is learning. But Abai says, I argue, people do not leap over any Kedusha, retain some of it as non-Kaddish. And the Pesach is fully Kaddish. But what is the reason? What is the reason by Pesach that it works for the money to lose the Kedusha, Abai says? Because when you makdish the money, you have in mind that the money's Kaddish is designated for Pesach, but it's designated for Pesach in the sense that once I use it to buy Pesach, it should be chulin by the hands of the person who accepts the money and counts me into his Pesach group. So again, it's very clear. Abai really, at this point, we gave a nice akdama, but we could figure out the mechanics already. We have our two mahalchim. Abayishia, we're saying, already says the guy Bizaina at the Pesach isn't fully Kaddish. Abai is quoting that. And Abai is saying, himself that I would not have said that's the explanation. I would say the explanation is that the money has a kind of a t'nai in it that it's not fully Kaddish, that once you give the money to the person who's providing the Karban Pesach, the money will revert to chulin. That was part of the kedusha that one put into the money. Okay, v'ha Rebbe, and this brisa is consistent with Rebbe, meaning Abai is saying that Rebbe's shita will help us understand the brisa that we quoted before, really on the bottom of Beis, that when one exchanges the money and he buys into Karban Pesach, I'm calling an exchange, the money loses kedusha because that was our problem. It fits very much like Rebbe. Why? We're going to see Rabbi. The Gemara is going to quote Rabbi further down. And that's why the Brisa says that the money becomes chulin. The Pesach. Let's shine. If you curious these words, the Pesach le'mishayr inish. Abai again. says that by the Pesach is not the Pshat of Pesach, he left over Kedusha. The Pesach is fully Kaddish. Abaye was saying, I would say, Naika Bashaya, the Pesach is fully Kaddish, but it's the money where he's holding back Kedusha. Again, it's starting to sound already a little repetitive, but Abaye is stressing, it's the money which doesn't have, which was missing in the full Kedusha, not the Pesach. And that Mishnah in Temura by Esan Zaina, which Rabbeisha said, goes like Shitas Rebbe, Lemek Bina like Rebbe, I would have not have had to say that the Mishnah over there, it's goes like Rebbe. I wouldn't have explained that Mishnah goes like Rebbe. Rather, to be Pesach HaMishayinchi, because again, I hold the Pesach, the person makes fully Kaddish. There is no place for it to be Chulin, and therefore would be no place for that to be part of the Esan Zaina. That was never the conversation there. Rather, Adaita Dehachim Afreshnu. It's a person, it's when the person sets aside the money. I'm getting some, there's a lot of parentheses here. Let's get the parentheses. Says the Gemara, to Pesach HaMishayinchi, a person doesn't even have any Kaddish by Pesach. It's not, I would not have explained the Gemara Tumura that way. We'll see how he's going to, I mean, how is he going to explain the Gemara Tumura? Volekaluk Gemara Besi. And the way to explain the Brisa by us could not be like Rebbeisi, meaning the way to explain the idea by Esan Zaina, according to Abaye, would be like Rebbeisi. But the way to explain the Gemara by us would not be like Rebbeisi. To Halataniba, our Brisa that we quoted, that we started today, is difficult to say it goes like Rebbeisi, because the Brisa is very clearly, if one sells an Eilon Shlamim, he did nothing, he gets knas that both the money is Kaddish and the animal remains Kaddish, but he did nothing. It's great Legabe Eilon, but we point out when we read it, Legabe Shlamim, it would be telling the Machlaikas, Rebbeisi says, Kachin Kalms Mam Bailim, you should be able to sell it. Says the Gemara of a hashtag mirror. So the Brisa over here we can't explain is going like a Rebbeisi, even though Abaye says in Temura I would explain like a Rebbeisi. The hashtag mirror Rebbeisha Elahi, but man is not this right. But now Abaye says Lameisa Rebbeisha did explain the Gemara in Temura, the Mishnah in Temura that's talking about a Zaina that was being included in the Pesach. Shmami is Rebbe here, and he said it goes according to Rebbe. Shmami no desfile afilu pesach meshayinch. So we see there Aisha she declared is that by Pesach a person leaves off money, and therefore Rebbe that would be the Pshat Gemara as well. So Abaye just again it seems to be a very long winded or very repetitive statement that Abaye is essentially saying Rebbe Aisha is l'shitasa that just like in Temura explains the Pesach isn't fully Kaddish, and therefore we won't give the Pesach to Zaina. You think that that gift is chal, it includes the Zaina in his Pesach. There's a gift being chal, and that should be a problem of Esan Zaina. Kamash on the that's not, but that it all works, it all starts with the starting point at the Pesach wasn't fully Kaddish. Abaye says, according to me, I held the Pesach is fully Kaddish, and therefore that wouldn't be the Pshat in Temur. The Pshat in Temur is Kosek Abaye Lili, and by us also, that wouldn't be the Pshat Be'as. The Pshat Be'as is at the person when he's Mekaddish his money is not Mekaddish it fully, he's Mekaddish it with a Ketanai, that once you use it for, once it's used for Karm Pesach, it loses the Kedusha, and that's how the money becomes Chulin. That's how I would take the price here, not like Abaye. Now, my Hidr Beshe, we Hidr Beshe say the statement at the time we learned the Mishnah, Nasla Mekdash Vesnana, if a person gives a Isha Zaina, hektish as the Esnan, Harei Lamutarim, the hektish remains Mutter, Eifas to Chulin, if however, she gave her Eifas of Chulin, Harei Lasurim, if he gave Eifas of Chulin, interesting, was saying the Chiddush, the din of Esnan is not just on a behemoth, not just an animal, even Eifas, even birds of Chulin, if that was the gift that was given for the services of the Zaina, that would become Asur to Gondamizbeach, says the Gemara. Now we're going to focus on, for a few lines, on Eifas. What's the Chiddush of Eifas? If you give a gift to a Zaina, you can't put on the Mizbeach, so why would I think Eifas are different than animals, says the Marshal Abedin, because there would be a logic. Hektish of Karbanis, we're mum pasels, regular kach and mum pasels. Ein esnan no mechir chaleim. Once something's hektish, the din of esnan, mechir means mechir kelev. When you exchange it for a dog, that's also considered degrading and therefore kick on the zbeach. So, madach, when you have existing kachim that you gave to a zayna, or you exchange it for a dog, where the din of esnan and mechir don't apply there by Mekdashim. Yet, you know it does apply there? The din of mum does pasal. If they get a mum, a kachim that gets a mum, of course it's pasal mizbeach. So eifas, she ain't mum pasal by birds where mum doesn't pasal. We know the klal is by eifas, ain't tamas v'zachas by eifas. We're not makbid on gender, on karbanas, and kachim, animals. We're makbid if, depending on what type of karban is, chatas is female, eila is male, shlam could be both, but we're makbid on certain karbanas, what the gender is, and we're also makbid on, of course, a mum. By eifas, we don't care about mum. Mum's not an issue, and we don't care about gender. We do care by eifas about mechus or eif. If it's missing a full limb, that's more than a mum. That could be, that's possible even by Eifus. But the point is, mum, when I'm Akbanon. So, Madach Eifus, where mum is not a psal. So, certainly, if Kachim, where mum is a psal, Kachim, there's no din Esan Mechir. So, Eifus, where mum is not a psal, certainly, anything Shayna Esan Mechir, Chalim, I would have said there's no din of Esan Mechir, no Isser of Esan Mechir by Eifus. Tamalayman Lachal Nedir. Therefore, the process of Chal Nedir, the Rabbis Eifus comes to include that any Nedir subject to the din of Esan Zaina, the Isser of Esan Zaina, including birds. Says Gemara, So let's make kavuchamim the other way now. Which don't have a mum, which don't have a din of psul by mum. So maybe say mukdashim shemum paisel by mukdashim, which have a din of mum pasels. Ain't a din shesam mechir chalim. Go the other way now and learn from here that esam mechir should apply to kachim. Tama lemi is the pasuk that we didn't speak out before, but again we reference lemi lechol neder prat lenader, that the din of esam only applies to something which is neder, meaning something which could be given as a neder. Once something's already muktish, it's muktish va'imid, you can't make a neder out of it, it's already kaddish, and therefore that's excluded from the cloud. We're using a pasuk to exclude esnan and the din of esnan and mechir on something which already is muktish. Says the Gemara, and here's the main question. Elataima, the kasvach when a neder, only because the pasuk said neder, that teaches me to exclude something which is hekdish from the dinim of esnan zayna. Halavach, if I have to have a min muktashim, chalim isa esnan, I would think that when a fellow gives the zayna a hekdish animal for her services, that's going to be a din of esnan zayna. But we have a famous klal. It doesn't belong to him. It's already cut. It doesn't belong to him. How on earth could that work? What's the Avmina? He has Rabbi Shia's the Memra. I'm Rabbi Shia. Memana Zayna Pischai. We're talking about a case where he's Memana Zayna Pischai. For Rabbi, we can get to Rabbi in a second. It's the next words of the Gemara. But for Rabbi, we're talking about a case where a person has a Karm Pesach. He's including in the Karm Pesach a member with Rabbi Shia the Shtasai. Rabbi Shia learns that the Karm Pesach wasn't fully Kaddish. So he's now giving her, he's giving the Chulin part of his Karm Pesach to her, or part of it to her, to allow her to be Yates the Karm Pesach. That, I would have thought, is a problem on Zayna because it's not Kaddish. It is Shalai. It belongs to him. Kamashpul, and that no, since it's overall there's a Karm Pesach, this already is a status Karm Pesach, there will not be a din of Esan Zayin there. That's how Aisha learns the Mishnah in Temura, and then again Abai says that's how, according to Aisha, we could explain our Gemara that the money loses Kedusha when you buy into a Karm Pesach. Okay, my Rebbe, where's Rebbe? So we explain where Beisha is. Where's the member? We keep quoting that's Rebbe sheet as well. If the house is too small for a seh, so you should bring in other people to the group. Other people should register to this group in order to they should fill up the seh. So we darshim miyes meseh hecheyel meseh. I think we pointed out the other day that the lashon of heyes, if you the hey sometimes or you could darshin like a ches chiyes hecheyel meseh. You should sustain from the money of this carbon. What does that mean? Michti. Achila, l'chari, he's selling it because of, mikdei achila. So the Braisa continues to explain that when we say he can live from the seh, it means mikdei achila v'leimitei mekach. He can live from selling to those that need to buy in a portion to eat of the seh, but not for regularly, can't use it for money, for other purchases. Rabbi Eimer, af mikdei mekach. Rebbe says, no, meaning, let me say better. The Tanakhama is limiting this that you can do some sort of sale with the seh itself is only for things that are needed for the seh. So using hekdesh pekdesh, that's okay. But to use a stam to trade, make money off your seh and keep pocket the money and use it for your other needs outside of Pesach, that you can't do. And Rebbe says, no, you could. You can't do, you can't even do that. Afmetei mekach. When you let someone buy into your car, Pesach, that money you could use for whatever you want, which is mamish aradin. Shem ein lai. If someone doesn't have enough money for what he needs, memana acher ima pischa vachgaza. You know what he says? I have a car in Pesach. I have a chagiga. I have space for other people. I'm out of money. I have enough money to buy a new dress for my wife. He could take people into his Pesach, into his chagiga, take money for it, and then use that money to buy a dress. That's totally fine. Umashi b'edechulun, the money is hand, is chulun. Shal manas kenik dishi soz b'schayim. Very clear, because that's part of the condition that you sold is makdish b'schayim. So it's very clear that's actually going to be a kashan abai even. It almost sounds clear in the price, like Rabbi Shi's saying, that the Pesach had a limited kedusha. The kedusha of the Pesach was limited to the sense that it was left over the chulun element that people could buy in, and the money would be chulun. That's the simple reading of the end of the price, and we're actually going to ask that on abai. But again, that's Rebbe's memra, which Rabbi Shai is going on, that we're saying that the Kedushin, we're explaining Rabbi Shai's idea, that the Kedushin of the Pesach is limited, and therefore there's makam for Chulin to still be involved on this Pesach. People give money for it, the money becomes Chulin, and they get a chelik in the being Makadish the rest of the Pesach. We have Rabbi Zera, they say as follows. This is me machlekes amaram with the machlekes sinam was. We just had a price for Rabbi and a machlekes with the Tanakama, whether or not one can use the proceeds of selling, or letting people buy into this Karm Pesach for only for Pesach related things, or you could use it even for personal matters. It's mamash chulin, or no, it's still kaidish. It could be used only for kaidish related things. So the Gemara explains is a machlekes amram about the machlekes. Let's see. Chadamar beitzim tutsiyosay, the wood needed to roast the Karm Pesach. Everyone agrees. Keep it the Karm Pesach. Since that's part of the Karm Pesach, it's needed for Karm Pesach. So over there, everyone agrees that it's kigufa for the Pesach. It's like the Pesach itself, and that's not a problem of using the proceeds of the money he gets from people buying the Karm Pesach to buy the wood to roast the Pesach. That everyone agrees is fine. Keep pligi. What's machlekes? The matzu mar. Matzah Mar is already, even though it's a mitzvah, it's, it relates to Karban Pesach, it's still a step away, it's not part of the Karban Pesach itself, and therefore using the money that he gets for letting people buy the Karban Pesach, that's the machlekes where they use that money to buy Matzah Mar. Rabbi Ban Zavri, Hachila Chini, it's a different Achila, it's very nice. Mitzvah is a different Achila. Rabbi Sever, no, Kivitach Shia Pesachu, Kufit Pesach, the Pesach describes eating on Matzah's Rumar Mechlu. It describes being Yates the Mitzvah Karban Pesach by eating it together with Matzah Mar. That's the Pesach, so it's all connected, and therefore it's all good. And so therefore, you could use the money even for buying matzah and omer. The Chanam, that's the first version of the Machlokes. Whether everyone agrees you can use it for firewood, the proceeds of letting people buy into my Karban Pesach, I can use the proceeds to buy firewood. And the Machlokes, if I can use it to even buy matzah mar, Rebbe says yes, Tanakam says no. The Chanam, the one says no. Matzah mar nami, even matzah mar, everyone agrees Kalam Pligi, that of course, Tichsel matzah mar michlu, the Pesach we just quoted, and therefore, it's part of the mitzvah, Kim Nechshi and the Pesach, since it's part of the Hechshi mitzvah, Kim Pesach Tami, and therefore the money can be used for that, it's like the Pesach itself, not an issue. Keep Pligi, because the Machlokes, Likach by Chaluk, Likach by Talis. To buy, the example we gave before, like a shirt, we said a dress, a shirt, or a coat, right, to buy these, to use the money for stamp personal matters. Rabbanan Zavri, Miyais Meseh Amrachmana Hechiel Seh. It means give chias to the Seh for the Karban Pesach. For the Seh, you're allowed to use the proceeds for the giving life to the Seh, so to speak, doing things that are related to Karban Pesach, which would include, of course, the firewood and even matzah samar, which are part of the Hechshi Mitzvah of Karban Pesach, but not to buy oneself or his family clothing. For Rabbi Sever, Hechiel Atzmacha Meseh. Hechiel Atzmacha Meseh. Give yourself life from the Seh. So that's the machlokes, how far we take Rebbe's din that the money is chul, the money that he gets from the other people buying into his Karban Pesach, is a chulin to the extent they can even go buy regular mundane matters, or no, it's got to be used for something related to Karban Pesach, that is a machlekes in the Amaram. Ulabaye damar, the question we pointed out from the Braisa, the end of the Braisa. Abaye damar, ilav, Abaye said, if not for the fact that Rabbi Shai established the Mishnah Temura, as talking about where he was giving the Zaina a portion of the Pesach for Rebbe and going to Rebbe, who's really this din that we started off with today, that you can exchange the money for the Karban Pesach and the money becomes chulin, so he connected it to Rebbe and Rabbi, and the din of Pesach, that's Rabbi Shai learns the Mishnah in Temura, how would he have learned the Mishnah? We spoke this out already. Have a green law, here's the Gemara spells out for us. Abaye says, I would have learned it because of Kalam, basically. I have learned the Mishnah Temura about Kachuk Kalam, and basically, she is that Kachuk Kalam is Mamma Bailam, you can exchange it, you could sell it, and therefore giving it to the Zaina, I would have thought makes it usher by Kachuk Kalam. That's how I would have explained that Mishnah over there in Temura. Aval again, this must be the fifth time on the daf we're having these words. Abaye would say again, some of them were in parentheses, but Aval, but Pesach Le Mishai Rinshi. But Abaye says, I would not have learned like Abaye Shaya that a person when he makes Karban Pesach, it's Karban Pesach, but it's not fully Karban Pesach, and there's still chul in there, and people can buy in. I would have learned to know once it's a Karban Pesach, it's full Karban Pesach. That's how Abaye again responds to how Rabbi Shaya learns the Mishnah Temura, and by extension, our Sugya, and how he would learn the Mishnah and Temura and our Sugya. The Gemara just says, the end of the Braisa pretty clearly, Rebbe says the words that Almanaskin Hikdishu Pesach. Doesn't that mean that the person is leaving over some of the Pesach as Chulin, which is really exactly what Rabbi Shaya is learning? Ask the Gemara, Hakatani Behedya, the Chorib Rai clear to Rabbi Shaya, Malik Abaye, Shalmanaskin Hikdishu Shos Peschayim. Sounds like the person was being Meshayer in the Kedusha itself. He made the Kedushin Almanaskin. Ema, the Gemara says, no, Shalmanaskin Hikdishu Yisrael Mayas Peschayim. Abaye will explain it, that it's going, remember, Abaye says that there was a Tanai in the Mammon, not a Tanai in the carbon. That's what I'll explain. When it says Peschayim, it doesn't mean that Kaiso was makdish to Pesach with a shear meaning leaving over with a tanai. It's like they are makdish their mayis pischeim with the tanai. It's going on the money, not the Pesach. So I have to stick it to the brayso almost the word mayis, but it means mayis pischeim, not pischeim. And that's how a buyer will learn the words of the brayso. Okay, so in a nutshell, really just to chazer over this the primary ideas. There's a machleik is when a person's makdish karm Pesach. Does, and he knows he's going to be not going to eat himself, there's going to be people in the group joining in, so is it automatic that he wasn't makdisha fully? Is makdisha that he designated, this is going to be Karban Pesach, but there's still chulin portions for all the parts that people want to buy into it? That's Rabbi Shaya's opinion, and that's Rabbi Shaya learns the Gemara and Temura as well. Not just our Gemara, why the money becomes chulin during the exchange, but that's the Rishad Gemara and chulin as well, why giving it to Zayna, there was a half a minute at least, that letting the Zayna join to the group was giving her chulin, because there's chulin in this Pesach, giving her chulin, and therefore it should be Aser, Kamash Malan, that's not Aser, that's what Bishai is going to learn, Abai is going to know, the reason why when a person makes Karban Pesach, he makes the animal Kaddish as Karban Pesach, other people could take their mice that they designate for Pesach and buy in, and you have two Kedushas, and still the money ends up being Chulin. The explanation is because the person being Kaddish, the money, is not like regular money where he says, this is like an Ayla, and it's going to be Eila money and they need to exchange the Kedusha from the Eila money onto the animal by Moav of Pesach, people know that the Pesach itself is already Kaddish because someone designates the animal as Pesach, and they have in mind that whenever this money is being used for the Pesach, it should be Chulin. It wasn't the same type of Kedusha. He was made it, it's like a Tanai in the Kedusha that the second it's used for Pesach, it should revert back to Chulin. And that's how it works to make that, why the money becomes Chulin when they buy into the Pesach. Okay, for the next mission and the rest of that, really, the focus is going to be someone who's Tamei on Erev Pesach, but will be Tar by nightfall. What's the Lach could be part of the Karban Pesach? But just a quick Chazara. We just went through these dinim just a couple of days ago. We'll do it again. It's always good to go over. There's dinim Zav and Zava. Zava is an Isha who has a flow of Dam. And we know regular Isha has a cycle. We're not going to go through the whole thing in detail, but very bekitzer. She has a cycle, usually a monthly cycle, where she sees Dam. When she sees Dam the first time in the monthly cycle, so she often will see Dam for a couple of days in a row. That's called Yimei Nidus. Yimei Nidus, she's Tamei for Nidus 7 days, regardless of whether she stops seeing Dam or not. She's Tamei for 7 days, or whether she's, yeah, whether she's seeing Dam straight or not, she's Tamei 7 days. At the end of 7 days, as long as she's stopped at the end of 7 days, goes to the mikvah, she's tar, she need not keep any clean days. Nidam at the rice level is not what we call Nidus today. Nidam at the rice level doesn't have to keep any clean days. She's tar by the end of 7 days. Goes to the mikvah, and then she's tar, no matter whether or not she had didn't even have a single clean day. As long as she stopped seeing by then 7 days, she's tar. Then after the 7 days of Nida is an 11-day period called Yimei Ziva over there. If she sees Dam 1 day or 2 days, she has to keep one clean day, then go to the mikvah, and she's tar. If she sees Dam 3 days in this 11-day period, 3 days in a row, then she becomes what's called a Zava Gedela. Once she's a Zava Gedela, she has to keep 7 clean days. We treat our Nashim, even when they see a drop of Dam 1 day, we say maybe it's during the 11 days, maybe it's like it's 3 days. We treat it like almost Machamer, and we treat them as if they need 7 clean days as a Zava Gedela. What we call Nida today, we treat our Nashim as Zava Gedelas. So she has to keep 7 clean days, and bring a carbon on the 8th day is going to be key. She has to keep 7 clean days, go to the mikvah on the 7th day. She actually is allowed to go to the mikvah on the 7th day. We pointed out that we don't do that anymore, but she's going to the mikvah on the 7th day. We wait till the 7th, we wait till a nightfall, but she can go to the mikvah on the 7th day and bring a carbon on the 8th day. That is the Zav Gdela. The Zav male is someone who has a discharge similar to Keri, but a little different, maybe thicker. The Gemara describes it. He has his one Riyah. He's tummy like a Baal Keri for 1 day, goes to the mikvah night, he's tar. Two Riyahs, he's now tummy 7 days, he's tummy. He has to keep 7 clean days, but he need not bring a carbon for 2 Riyahs. For 3 Riyahs, if he sees 3 discharges, then he can, and by the way, the Chumrah of the Zav, it doesn't have to be over 3 days. If he sees discharges even less than 3 days, if he sees 3 separate discharges, if it stopped and started again, then he has to keep 7 clean days and bring a carbon on the 8th day, in order to be mutter to eat kachim. Okay, so with that in mind, let's read the Mishnah. Zav shirash deiris, a zav male that saw 2 riyas, sheikh den alav b'shvi. So Lach is, again, what's the deal with the zav? He now has to keep 7 clean days. Does not have to be a carbon. So on the 7th day, as long as he remains clean, he goes to the mikvah by nightfall bitar. So if his 7th day is Erev Pesach, you can shach to Karban Pesach, have in mind. Rosh shalash, what if you saw 3 discharges? Where now he's to be a carbon on the 8th day. So the 7th day for him is not enough. Because even though he goes to the mikvah, he's still not going to be able to eat kachim until the next morning, till after being a carbon, which is too late for Pesach. So that Lach is sheikh den alav b'shmi. If Erev Pesach is his 8th day, which is already the day of his carbon, then by nightfall he's going to eat Karban Pesach. So you let Shach Karban Pesach, having him in mind. Okay, Shemay Sam Kenegi Yam, the Isha, who's in her 11-day period, where she sees Dam, so she, and she has to keep 1 clean day corresponding the day of corresponding the Tumah. So the Lach is, if she's on Erev Pesach, Shemay Sam, so that's fine. Today's her clean day, she goes to the mikveh, and by nightfall she'll be able to eat Kachim, Shech Nulav Shei. You can, on the 2nd day, meaning she saw that 1 day, the 2nd day is the day that you're keeping, it's just the day of cleanliness. As long as Erev Pesach is that 2nd day, you can shech the Karban Pesach and have her included. Rasa Shneyam, if she saw Dam 2 days, shech Lam B'Shlishi. If she saw Dam 2 days in a row, then the 3rd day is going to be her clean day. So if that 3rd day is Erev Pesach, again, you can shech her on that 3rd day. Vazava, but the full fledged Zava, Sheikh Lovish, meaning you can only shut Karban Pesach for her on the 8th day, because like we pointed out, she has to keep 7 clean days and then be a Karban on the 8th day, so her 7th day is no good. You have to wait till the 8th, it has to be that her 8th day is already by Erev Pesach. If her 8th day was on Erev Pesach, you can check the Karban for her, because by nightfall she's okay, because once you be in the Karban in the morning, she's going to be okay. Fine. I'm Ravina Marav. Sheikh the Mazarkin, Altful Yem, Machazak Kippurim. We're seeing it very clear in this Mishnah. The halach is that you could shecht a Karban Pesach and include someone who right now is tefil yaim. He went to the mikvah and needs to wait for nightfall. Or he's mechus kapurim and he's bringing his carbon on today, Erev Pesach, to get out of his status to matrim tikachim. You can shecht Karban Pesach because by nightfall he'll be okay. Tap on vase. But here's the chiddush. The ain shecht mazarkin al tamei sheretz. One cannot shecht a Karban Pesach for someone who's tamei sheretz. Which is a bomb chiddush that this is. Tamei sheretz only lasts a day. And you don't even need a carbon. Tamei sheretz, you go to the mikvah, by nightfall you tar. And we say you cannot shecht a Karban Pesach for someone who's tamei sheretz. That is the shita of Rav. And Ula says, Shecht Mazarkin al Tamasheretz. You could shecht the carbon for one who's Tamei Tamasheretz. It does work, carbon you could shecht, because by nightfall, he's going to be tar. The Mara is going to ask, obvious question on Rav. Le Rav, Maishna Tful Yayim, the Chazal Urta, Tful Yayim is fit at night. That's your klal, and therefore you could shecht the carbon for Tful Yayim. So Tamasheretz, I'm someone who's Tamei Tamasheretz, Nami Chazal Urta. He also is going to be fit tonight. He goes to the mikvah, will be fit tonight. Mara says, you're right, but he didn't go to mikvah yet. Rav was saying that the halacha is when someone already went to the mikvah and he's going to be tarred automatically with nightfall, that's when you can shecht the carbon pesach. But if he hadn't gone to the mikvah yet, that's a problem. Says Gemara, mechusa tefila. Tefila is missing tefila, and therefore that's a problem. Says Gemara, tefila yom nami, tefila yom also mechusa harav shemesh. Tefila yom is also missing. He's missing nightfall. So the Gemara says, avi schilik, shim shemel arva. The sun sets by itself. That happens automatically. You don't have to do anything. Since you don't need any positive action, therefore it's automatic. Therefore it's okay. Whereas the person who's tummy to Mishar has to go to the mikvah until he goes to the mikvah. So therefore you cannot shecht the carbon pesach on his behalf. Says him, "Mechusa kapurim nami, hamechusa kapurim." Mechusa kapurim also, he's missing the carbon. You said that the Rav's member was you can shecht the carbon pesach on behalf of someone who's tefil yaim. So okay, that I get. He went to the mikvah already. He's just waiting for time lapse, waiting for nightfall. But mechusa kapurim, someone who needs a carbon to be brought. So that lechera, that person that sounds like he's mechusa kapurim, he's still missing his carbon. If he's missing his carbon still, lechera, that's also mechusa ma'isa. So why is that okay? Why can you shecht the carbon pesach for that guy? You say when you're missing a ma'isa, that's a problem. Says Gemara, "Shakina miyade," because he already has the birds in his hand. Says Gemara, "Great, tamisheretz having mikvah yade." There's mikvahs all around. It's just as good as having you have the birds for the mechusa kapara. You have the birds that he's going to bring as a carbon in his hand. That's enough. So the having a mikvah around should be enough. Mara says, big difference. Dilma Pasha. By mikvah skir, there's going to be negligence. He won't go to the mikvah. In fact, my yachi mechusa kaparanami, Dilma Pasha, maybe he won't bring the birds as a carbon. Mara explains, kind of mas le bezin. We're talking about a case where he already gave it to bezin. Since he already gave it to bezin, so therefore we know we have a klal, who could have shame, damar, chazaka, ain bezin shokanim, imdim masham, adshe. Yichlu Moshe B'Shoifes. They actually didn't give the kinim, the birds, to Bezin. What they used to do is any person who was chayav a pair of birds would put the amount of money, there was a certain amount of money, coins that were cloven to the price of a pair of birds. They put it into a certain shayfer, and the kinim knew that every one of those coins, or whatever the price was, represents another person who has a chayav to have birds, a chayav to have kinim, and they would use up all those coins. They had birds at hand, they would use up all those coins every day. They made sure to empty that shayfer, so all the people who put money in the shayfer expected that they're going to have their birds brought that day, or indeed had their birds brought that day. So once you get to that stage where you put the money in the shayfer, then we know that the birds are for sure going to be brought, and therefore you're right, it's b'chus ha'maisa, but not on his part. The person himself already put the coins in the thing. It's just the kind of carrying out the avodah, even though it's Erev Pesach, it's a busy day, we're confident that the shayfer is going to be depleted, it's going to be empty, and therefore it's not a problem for him to eat for the carpet that night. Whereas the mikvah, there's still a concern that maybe he won't go to the mikvah. But let's think about what's going on over here. It comes out that Rav's concern, the way we're explaining it, is that maybe he won't go to the mikvah. That's very much a rabbinic concern. Basically, on a derice level, as long as the guy's going to be tar by nightfall, it should be okay. But it's only a rabbinic concern that maybe he won't go to the mikvah. Says Gemara, Rav. Tell me, essentially, going to Rav, the way we're explaining, on the race level, he's really fit. For Rabbanon de Gazri, the Rabbanon Gates, they may won't go to the mikvah. But what comes out according to this is that if a guy is tummy to Mesheretz, he wouldn't be messed up on a derice level from the Karban Pesach. Let's go back to, if it sounds familiar, Rav and Ula were the ones that argued a bunch of blah back. When you have Kaiso, if Rav Kaiso is tummy, then we say you can bring the Karban Pesach Batama. If it's Rav Miat Kaiso is tummy, then those who are tired bring a Batara, and the rest of the Miat, even if it's a big Miat, they have to wait to Pesach Sheni. What if it's exactly 50-50? We spoke at the case, it's probably very uncommon. But to count that exactly 50-50, let's say it's exactly 50-50. So we had an issue, right? One man number says, no problem. Everyone acts as if the rave. The Tara's bring a Batara, and the Tamei bring a Batuma because they say that we're the rave, and rave are Tamei. And one other man number says, no, you don't want to do that because we don't have carbon chalukim, some Tamei, some Tar. So what was an Eitzah? Rav gave an Eitzah with that Sugya. Rav says, be Matame one of them to Mesheretz. By being Matame one person who's Tar to Mesheretz, you've tipped the scales, and now you have more people that are Tamei than are Tar. But according to Rav, to Mesheretz on a derisive level is really okay to be Karban Pesach. It's only a rabbinic issue. So how does being metame someone to Mesheretz, which is a rabbinic issue, tip the scales? How could Rav have given that Eitzah? If you remember, Ula Tishtase back then didn't give the Eitzah. Ula holds that to Mesheretz does not preclude someone from being part of Karban Pesach. Therefore, Ula said that being metame to Mesheretz is not a good Eitzah over there. If you remember, that's what Ula had said. Okay, but Rav, the Gemara is just bothered. How is Rav going to say that being metame someone helps? It's only a rabbinic issue. Says the Gemara, if the Peshat is the way he's saying, that's a Gzeri Menei go to the mikvah. Alamam Rav, had Rav say metame echad Mesheretz, had Rav say earlier, right? The sugya over there, when it was 50-50, be metame one Mesheretz to tip the scales, it doesn't help on a derice level. Ella, you're right. The Rav, midderice, I'm in the chazuk going to Rav, even midderice, it was not fit. It's not a rabbinic din of mikvah. The din of Tumasheretz is a derice din. Why? The chasif ish kiyya tumla nefesh. A person's tumma from a nefesh, that's Tumas Mace, really. Mila skin shechal shvi shalai bias erev pesach. Aren't we talking about a person who's tumma Tumas Mace? His seventh day is an erev pesach. Isn't that the case? And still we say the Hanitum Sheretz, which is the equivalent to Mesheretz, whereby nightfall he's going to be Tar, and yet we say V'amr, Rachmana Nitchi, and Tara says he still can't be, he can't bring carbon Pesach Rishon. A person is Tamei Timlis Nefesh, he's going to have to bring carbon by Pesach Sheni. That's the pasuk over there. Aren't we talking about a case where the guy is, I mean, obviously you could say, you could assume the pasuk is talking not like that, but the Mar's understanding, the Mar's going to be a proof there in a second, that we're talking about a guy who's on a seventh day on Erev Pesach, and still he can't bring carbon Pesach, just like the person who's Tamei Timlis Nefesh now cannot bring carbon Pesach. So it's a derisa to Kedin, it's based on the pasuk. Ask the Gemara, maybe it's not the seventh day, maybe it's someone who's in the sixth day, and therefore he won't become tar by nightfall anyway. That's why he goes to Pesach Sheni. Gemara explains, the people back then were telling Mes Mitzvah, where the seventh day was on Erev Pesach. What's the proof? Here's the proof. Very important. What's the word saying? They couldn't make a Pesach that day. Just say they couldn't make a Pesach. What's that day? That day stressing. That day not, but the next day, yeah, they're off by one day. That's the stress of the Pesach. They weren't able to make a Pesach that day, but the next day they were able to make a Pesach, and still, they have to be pushed off. So that person who's telling Mes on the seventh day on Erev Pesach, who's going to be able to ring in the next day, really, he's going to be able to make a Pesach at night. Because as long as you finish the process of Tara day 7, and I see Tara, and still the Pasuk says not, so we're darshing by Sheretz also, Tumah Sheretz also, if a guy's tummy right now, even though by nightfall will be okay, he won't be able to be included in the Karban Pesach. That is Rav's din, that's Rav's source, and he's learning it on a derisa level, Takanana rabbinic level, Tanan. So the Morana is going to ask Akasha against Rav from our Mishnah. Zav Shurash Terias, a Zav that says Terias. Sheikh, I know it's Rav late, but we're going to go for a couple more minutes, just touch the two dots, and then we'll stop. Zav Shurash Terias, a Zav that saw Terias. Sheikh Lavashvi, a Zav that saw Terias. The Lachas has to keep 7 clean days. Does not need a carbon on the 8th day, but he has to keep 7 clean days. And if he's on a 7th day on Erev Pesach, so as long as the rest of the day remains clean, he wants to go to Mikvah, and I fully star. And the Lachas, you can check the carbon by Pesach on his behalf. Now, how you should come pass on his behalf, L'chari, he's tummy still. Said, what's the obvious answer? The Mar is going to really quote it. My love is part of the question. Aren't we talking the Leitavu? He hasn't gone to the mikveh yet. I mean, our whole din is where the person hasn't finished everything he needs to do to become tar for nightfall. Even the Tumah Meis, even the Tumah Sheretz, if the person already finishes process of becoming Tar and he just has to wait for nightfall, then he's okay for Karban Pesach. But the Lach of Rav was that if he didn't go to the mikveh yet, then he can't shech the Karban Pesach for this Tumah Sheretz. So the Gemara says, the Gemara assumes, isn't our Mishnah my case where he hasn't gone to the mikveh yet for the Zivas and still he's able to be included? You see, he can be sheched on someone's Tumah Sheretz because as long as he could go to the mikveh, that's enough. The Gemara says, no, we're talking Mishnah about a case with the Tavol. Here he went to the mikveh, he's already the status of a Tavolyim. Once he's a Tavolyim, that's a different category, then he could be part of the Karban Pesach. He went to the mikveh, of course, he should be part of the Karban Pesach. It's just waiting for nightfall, it's going to happen automatically. So then, if nightfall doesn't happen, Karban Pesach won't happen. So the Chira, it's Pasha, he's okay. What's the Chiddush of our Mishnah? Hakamashma, the Afagav, the Mechusar, Erev Shemesh. Even though he's still missing Erev Shemesh right now, Shem Shemel Arva, since the Shemesh comes on its own, that's enough. I guess the Mara says that itself is enough of a Chiddush, that even though right now he's not Tar, he's still okay to be joined in the Karban Pesach. Hakanam, Mesarvah, Takam, that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. Mithani Seifa, Rosh Hosh Rias, Sheikh Lam Vashmini. If he saw three Rias, he could shecht for him the Karban Pesach on the eighth day. Zavar Shte Rias, Sheikh Lam Vashvi, the Tavil. If he say Bishlam, the case on the seventh day, where all he needs is mikvah, and he already went to the mikvah, so Itzrich. Then there's a Chiddush about the eighth day, because since you need Karbanas to be brought, that's like a bigger Chiddush, because over there you're missing a Maisa, and still the Mishnah is adding, that's also good. So it says, the reason why on the seventh day it's okay is because you're not missing any Maisa, and therefore it's okay. Where a person sees three Rias, where he needs Bashmini, on the eighth day needs to be a carbon, the Mechus Maisa is missing a Maisa, Mechus Kapara, therefore maybe the Mechus Kapara, he's missing his carbon, Lai, maybe can't be part of the Karbanas, Kamash, the Mishnah teaches you, Afakan, the Mechus Kapara, even he's missing carbon, is still okay, and that could be the logic we said before, that Sheikh the Mazarik Lake is to do Shechidan, because we're confident that they're going to bring the carbon, and the Beis Midrash fine, so there's an added Chiddush in that last line. Eliyamid, but if you say that the case of Shtei Re'ias, Rosh Shtei Re'ias, Bashvi, is Leitavui, is also Mechus Amaisi, he hasn't gone to the Mikvi yet, so Rosh Lash Bashmini, Lamali, you're right, if it's parallel, it fits, it's the same din, but that's exactly the point. Who needs the same din twice? If you're telling me when he didn't go to the mikvah on the seventh day, he can still shout Karban Pesach on his behalf, so what are you going to tell me on the eighth day when you're waiting for the Karban, you can shout Karban Pesach on his behalf? L'chor, it's two of the same type of din. Says the Gemara, it's even more than that. In the case we didn't go to the mikvah, the tummy ma'ayi. He's right now fully tummy. Not just is he missing a ma'isa, he's actually fully tummy. And still, Shachtin of Zerkinolai, you tell me he's still doing a shchita on him on the tzad that we're talking about, he didn't go to the mikvah, you're allowing to do a shchita of Karban Pesach on him, even though he's fully tummy. Rosh Shalosh Bashmini, in a case where he saw 3 days, and now he's waiting for the eighth day for Karban. We already went to the mikvah on day 7. He already is downgraded from a full-fledged tumah to, he's not only tefillah, he had a herif shemesh, he's ready tar, he's ready truma. He's ready as a herif shemesh, he's ready to keep meiser. As tefillah, he can ready meiser. Once he has herif shemesh, he can ready truma, I believe. And he just can't touch him till he has to bring the carbon. So his tumah is already pretty much gone. So madach, If day 7, where he's fully tummy, it's okay. Day 8, where he's not fully tummy, just missing carbon, certainly that would be okay. To talk about the Shvi, the Klisha Tumma, the Tumma is already weak. Like Kolshkin, the Shachtin of Zikinle, certainly you should do Shchit and Zikin Karbesach on his behalf. So what will be the Chiddush of the end of the Mishnah? Elah Shvamina, Shdei Reis, the Shvi, the Shchinle, the Tavel. And isn't that a riot that the case where we talk about 7 days, we already went to the Mikvah, and the Chiddush of the 8th day is that Oviyim Chasamaisa. On the 7th day, we're talking about he's not missing any action because he already went to the mikveh, he just has to wait for nightfall. And then the Mishnah adds another Chiddush on the 8th day, even if he needs to wait for carbon, that's still okay. So the Chayra, that's a riot that the Mishnah is talking about in case we ran to the mikveh, but had he not gone to the mikveh, it would have been problematic. Says the Gemara, light, not a riot. I'll tell you really, the case of the 7th day was where he did not go to the mikveh. And I still have a Chiddush in both 7 and 8. Why? Shvi is totally in his hands. He goes to the mikveh, he's fine. He doesn't go to the mikveh, he's not fine. Avashmini, it's not just up to him. He could bring the carbon to the base of Mikdash. Yes, we have a chazaka, but we said from Rishmaya that it works, but the Maisa, it's up to others as well. It's not fully in his hands. They may be able to hack of carbon. Maybe there'll be a Pshay of the Kanam. We can't chiddush that we'd say that, but maybe the Kanam be Pshay, it's not up to him, and maybe therefore he can't be part of Karm Pesach. Kamashma, the Mishmah teaching me, because Rishmaya, the chiddush is like Rishmaya that we can't bring the Kanam. We'll do the Karm Pesach. But the point is, don't bring me a Raya, the Mishnah told my case, we went to the Mikvah Bishvi, because even if the Mishnah told my case, we didn't go to Mikvah B'Shvi, it wouldn't be a riot to the case of Shmini, because it's two different things. Shvi is in his own hands to go to the Mikvah. Shmini is dependent on the Kanim and doing their part, and therefore it's two separate Kedushim. So ultimately, the Gemara is saying for the Mishnah, you do not have a clear raya one way or another. But again, we have a fundamental machlokes. Rav says that someone who's missing, someone who has not gone to the Mikvah yet, and he's Tamei Tumas Sheretz, or Tamei Meis, on the day 7, he will not be able to be included in a Karban Pesach. It's based on a Pasuk, it's the Raya Tikkun Din, whereas Ula argues and says, no, as long as by nightfall he can become Tar, even though right now he hasn't gone to the Mikvah yet, he will be able to join in the Karban Pesach. You can shecht on him, and as long as he gets his act together and he's tar by nightfall, he's going to be okay. He's included in the Karban Pesach. We'll pause over here and pick it up with Shem.